Today's daf is Soita Daf Dalid, and we are about 25 lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Rav Chisda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yosef Lei Ben Basha and Yitzchak Zev Ben Shendel. Today's daf is also being learned for Eloi Nishmas, Chaim Melozer, Ben Yibadol Chaim, Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So we're at the very beginning of Masechta Soita, and as we've mentioned and seen already, Masechta Soita, from time to time, digresses. Sometimes it digresses for extended periods, and very often with Divrei Agada. Today's daf is still in the middle of discussing the halachas of Kinoy and Stira, Eid Echot Betoma. However, it begins with a little bit of a digression, some Divrei Agada. Zokti Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Zenusa Bebeisa, if there's nus in a house, Ki kari l'shom shama, it's the equivalent of there being a worm in the house in the presence of sesame seeds. So it seems that worms, or at least certain worms, consumed sesame seeds. In the same vein, znus that's inside a house will consume the house, meaning the house is going to fall apart. From Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda similarly said, Tukfa bebeisa, if there's kas in a house, kikari l'shom shama, it's going to destroy the house in the same way that this worm consumes the sesame. And Rav Chisda added and said, idi ve'idi be'itza, both of the statements that I made, that znus will consume a house, and that kas will consume a house, is referring to a situation where it's the woman in the house that's involved in znus, and she's the one that's kasonis, aval begavra, but if it's the husband, slumber, then obviously it's not good, but at the same time, it's not on that level. Rashi says the difference between a man and a woman in the context of Rav Chisda's members are that the woman is the Akeres Abayas. She's in charge of making sure that everything in the house goes well. So to the extent that she's a Noyefes, or to the extent that she's a Kasonis, that's going to have a real impact on the house. The woman's matziv impacts the house a lot more profoundly than does the man's, and it's for that reason Rav Chisda qualified his two members, Nusa Bebeisa and Tukfa Bebeisa, both referring to Itza, not as much as it relates to the Gav. I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Betchilo, Koidem Shechatu Yisrael, in the olden days, before the Yidden had sinned, Rashi says, by Arayas. So before the Yidden were Chayte, in Arayas, there was Shechina that was Shoira with every single person. Again, Rashi, Bebeisa. Every single house had the Hashroyas HaShechina. How do you know that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Misalev Bekerev Machanecha, in the Machanois, Machni Yisrael, Machni Leviyah, where the Yidden were living, they were Zoicha to have Hashroyas. But when the Yidden sinned again with Arayas, Nistalka Shechina Mehen, they lost the Shechina. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'lo Yirabacha Ervas Dover, V'shav Me'acharecha. V'lo Yirabacha Ervas Dover. Make sure there's no Erva. Why? Because if there is, V'shav Me'acharecha, Hashem says the Shechina is going to be removed from you. So Koidem Shechatu Yisrael, before the Yidden sinned with Arayas, the Shechina was Shoirim Kol Echad Ve'echad. Kivan Shechatu, once they were Chaita with Arayas, Nistalka Shechina Mehen. If somebody does one mitzvah, this mitzvah is going to lead him. It's going to go in front of him into Olam Haba. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'halach lefanecha tzidkecha. Your tzedakah, your mitzvahs that you do, are going to be halach lefanecha. They're going to precede you into Olam Haba. And someone that does one aveira by Olam Hazeh, melafaftoi v'hileches lefanav l'yayim hadin, it's going to attach itself to the person, and it's going to lead him into the yayim hadin, and into a very bad place. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, yilofsu orchos darkam yalu v'atoyu v'yoyvedu. So the aveira is going to attach itself to the person, yalu v'atoyu v'yoyvedu, it's going to literally lead him into Toyu, it's going to lead him into this very bad place. So a person does a mitzvah, it leads him into Ilam Haba. And to the contrary, a person does an Aveira, it's Yalu B'Toyu V'Yoyvedu. Rabbi Loza says that if somebody does an Aveira in this world, Kishura by Kekelev, it attaches itself to the person like a dog. You have to know what the mashal is. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'lei Shama Eilel Lishkav Etzla Li Yosima. So Eishas Paitifar is trying to seduce Yosef into Aveira, and Yosef didn't listen. What didn't he listen to? Lishka Vetzla, to be with her. Liyoy Sima, Tzimtzveitamol. Isn't it redundant? So said Rabbi Loza, Lishka Vetzla, Ben Lamazet. Yosef refused to be with her in this world. Liyoy Sima, Loyal Mabach, because he understood that if he's going to be with her in this world, he's going to end up being with her in the next world as well. A person doesn't Avera, befrat, if someone engages in this Avera, it's something that attaches itself to the kishkes of a person on such a level that it's going to be Liyoy Sima, Ba'ilam and it's going to be Kshura by Kekalev. That's what Yosef HaTzadik was so worried about, and that's why Yosef HaTzadik was V'leishama Eileh. He was Leishama Eileh because of the Lishka Vetzla, but also he was Leishama Eileh because of the Liyoy Sima. So we're going to get back to this in the raid, but just one Ha'ara that's worth speaking out before we return to the Saita program, and that is that the Gemara said V'amar Rav Chisda B'tchila Koidim Shechatu Yisrael, before the Yidden sinned with Arayas, the Shechina was with everybody. Rashi said, every single house had Shechina in it. Kivan Shechatu Yisrael, but when the Yidden sinned, Nistalka Shechina Imahem, the Yidden lost the Shechina in their homes. Meaning, there's an Indian that a person can be Zoichat HaShroyis HaShechina inside of his house. V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'soicham. The Al-Sheikh says, B'soichoy lo yinemar, ela b'soicham, meaning every single bias could be a makim for Hashroyas Hashchina. And the Yidden had that. But it was Kaidim Shachatu, before they sinned with Arayas. Once they sinned with Arayas, Nistalka Shchina Meim on, and it's based on the Pasuk, V'layir b'cha'er v'azdavar, v'shav me'ach arecha. This Gemara Mesach Tesoyta Daf Yedzayin. It's a well-known Gemara. We've all heard this at Sheva Brachas. Darish Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ish v'isha, as it relates to a couple, Zachu, if they're Zoycha, Shchina Beinem, they'll have Shchina. Loi Zachu, if they're not Zoycha, Ish Oichlason, then they're going to have fire that's going to consume them. What's Rabbi Akiva's makar? Because Ish and Isha are both made up of Ish. Ish is Aleph Yotshin, Aleph Shin is Ish, and Isha is Aleph Shin Hey, Aleph Shin is Ish. The man has a Yud in his name, the woman has a Hey. Yud and Hey is the Shem Hashem, it's the Shem of Ka. So Zachu, if they're Zoycha, Shechina Beinayim, they're going to have Ka, literally Beinayim. The Yud between the Aleph and the Shin, and the Hey after the Aleph and the Shin, and Beinayim, as it relates to this couple. But Loi Zachu, then the Shechina removes itself, and what are they going to be left with? They're going to be left with Eish. So Pasha, what does it mean, Zachu? So you think of it in terms of Shalom Bayis, if they have maybe Schusim, good things take place in their house. If you look in Rashi, it's right here in Soita Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph. Zachu lo leches b'derech yishara shelo yehei hu noyef v'lo hi noyefes. That what Zachu means is nus. So Zachu, if he's not a noyef and she's not a noyefes, then it's Shechina Beinayim. If it's loy Zachu, then the Shechina removes itself. And what do you have? What you have is Eish. Vehein hein advarim. It's mamash Rav Chizda's memra. Betchilu kaidem shechatu Yisrael. Before the Yidden sin, hoysa Shechina shayrim kol echad v'echad. They had Shechina. We're in their bias. Before they sinned with what? Arayas. Two Rashis. Sin means Arayas, not Mefurish in the Gemara. And what does it mean? Shoyrim kolechad ve'echa bebesoy. Also not Mefurish in the Gemara. But Rashi says that the chet is the chet of Arayas, and the im kolechad ve'echa means the bias. So Mefurish in the Gemara right here, Rashi l'shitasoy in Saito, daf yud zayin amirav. Zok the Gemara. So we're returning now to the laws of Kinui and Stira and Erecha Betoma, albeit briefly, and that is, we know in the Mishnah there was a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. As it relates to the Dine Eidos of Kinui Vestira, Rabbi Yeshua holds that Sai Kinui, Sai Stira require two Eidim. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that Kinui requires two Eidim, Stira could be al pi Eid Echad, Oi afilu al pi Atzma. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda had a different version. He said that Rabbi Eliezer's Kula, as it relates to Eide Kinui V'Stira, wasn't on the Stira side, it was on the Kinui side. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that Stira requires two Eidim. It's Kinui that Rabbi Eliezer holds that could be Al-Pi Atzmai, or Al-Pi Eid Echad. A Machloikis, Mishnah, and Braisa, what Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is. But as it relates to Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, there's no Machloikis. Rabbi Yeshua's Shita is that side the Kinui, side the Stira, both require two Eidim. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Sota, like we mentioned yesterday, Paskins, like Rabbi Yeshua, and that is that Kinui and Stira both require two Eidim. Another Chiddush that we saw is that once there is Eide Kinui and Eide Stira, if an Eidechad would come and say that I know that this woman was Mezana, we would trust the Eidechad, she wouldn't drink, she would be asat her husband, asat her baal, not misafik, but b'teiras vade. This is one of the chidushim that you find in the Torah, that an eid echad is sometimes believed. Where is it? Eid echad b'soita. An eid that says tumma after kinev istira is going to be believed. Why is it such a chidush? Because usually when we're dealing with eidim, you need two eidim, specifically when it comes to davar sheva erva. Ein davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim. Eid that says eidus, that a woman was mezana, ein lecha hagadas eidus shal davar sheva erva gedoyla mizu. And if you're going to believe in eid echad, that means it's going against the rule and the policy of ein davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim. But it's a chiddush haTorah, it's learned out from the pasuk that says ve'eid ein ba, but if there's an eid echad would be believed regardless. So kinah and stira both require two eidim, shitas Rabbi Yeshua, that's the halacha. After kinev istira, if you were to have an eid echad, the eid echad betumah would be believed. The Gemara now is going to quote a Mishnah that we're going to learn later in the Masechta on Daf Lamed Aleph that discusses these halachas that we just mentioned. Zok the Gemara, Tanan Hassan, we learned in a Mishnah over there, later in the Masechta, that the halacha is that an eid echad is neman Bitumo la'achar kinu v'stira. So says the Mishnah Shahaya b'den. Really, this is a very big chiddush. Why? Because based on the mid of kal v'chaimer, it shouldn't be that way. Ma edus arishayna, madoch the edus arishayna, referring to stira, she'eno yisar to Israelim, which does not make a woman asa forever. If there's edus stira, what does it do? It creates a suffix saita. Now she'll drink from the main saita, and we'll figure out what her fate is going to be. Still, enemus gayemus b'pachas b'shnayim, even though it's not making her asa forever. Still, the halachas you need to edim. Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that stira requires two edim. Edus achreina, the edus of tumah, shayisar to Israelim. That's going to make her also now forever. And it initially discam b'pachas mishnayim. Certainly, you should have to have two edim. So the fact that an edachad is never but tumah is a very big chiddush. Talmud loymar. Therefore, we needed a pasuk to tell me the eid ein ba. What does eid mean? It means two eidim, but kol sheyesh ba. But if you would have one eid, that would be enough. So this is the makar, which we already knew, by the way, from Daf Beis Amid Beis, that an eid echad betuma is believed. Says the Mishnah Vayit of a kal v'chaymer leidus harishayna me'at. Now that I know that an eid echad betuma is believed, l'chura I should be able to make a kal v'chaymer and say that eidus harishayna, which is stira, should also work with an eid echad. What's the kal v'chaymer? Ma eidus achreina sheysarta is olim eskeyam esbed eid echad, because madach eidus achreina eidus of tuma. You see that although it is so chum, or it's going to create Israelim. You find the school of Eid Echad is believed. Eid Echad is believed. Israelim. So the Eid Echad is stira, which doesn't make her also forever. Eid Echad is not the sky of Eid Echad. So certainly Eid Echad should be believed. Tamal Oymar. So to be mafkia, this Kal V'chaymer, which would seemingly teach me that in Eid Echad is never been stira. The Torah said, Ki Matzah Ba'ervaz Dover. In the Parish of Arayas, you find the word Dover. Ula Halon Lun Oymar. And as it relates to the halachas of Eidos, it says, Al Pishnei Eidem, Oy Al Pishloisha Eidem Yakum Dover. We have Xer Shava, Dover, Dover, Mad Dover, Amila Halon, Al Pishnayim, Edim. Just like Dover over there is talking about two Edim, Afkan Al Pishnayim, so too where it says Dover here regarding Arayas, it means two Edim as well. So based on the Kal V'chaymer, you would say that Madoch and Eid Echad Betomo is Neman. So certainly Eid Echad should be believed as it relates to Stira. The reason Eid Echad is not believed but Stira is because of the Xer Shava. Now, what's the obvious Kasha? Daf Beis Amid Beis. Freit the Gemara. Hey, Michi Matzah Ba Ervas Dover Nafka. Is this the makar that you need to aid him for Stira? It's the Gzeira Shava Miba Nafka. We went through this in detail on Daf Beis Amid Beis. It was learned out from the word Ba. It says Ve'eid Ein Ba regarding the Eid Echad Betumah, and we learned from there Ba. It's regarding the tumah that Eid Echad is believed, but not for kinoi, not for stira. Again, this is Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. So if that's the case, then Miboyele was already learned out from there. So why is the Mishnah mentioning the Gzeira Shava? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi nami ka'amar. You're correct. When the Mishnah mentioned the Makar, it's actually not the correct Makar. What then is the Makar? Tamaloymar. It says, ba, bavaloy bikinui, bavaloy bestira. Meaning, you have to do a little bit of an edit in the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah mean when it mentioned the Gzeira Shava? The Mishnah was discussing a third thing, and that is, how do you know that ordinarily, when it comes to Eidos, by Dov Sheba Erva, that Talach is, that Eid Echad is not believed. Meaning, not Kinoi, not Stira. How do you know that Eidos Tumah, when there was no problem, prior kin of Estira, that the halach is that you need to aid him. For that we have the Gzera Shavet. Nemar kan kimatza be'ervas dover. For nemar lahalan al pishnei edem, oy al pishloisha edem yakum dover. Ma dover ha'amar lahalan edem shnayim, afkan edem shnayim. And this is how you know the halacha of ein dover shav erva pachas mishnayim. It's a mishnah l'kamona daf lamed aleph, albeit through a chasure mechzer v'hachiktani. So really, in summary, the mishnah was saying three things. Number one, it gave us the makar that an eid echad betumah is nabon. After kin of Estira, an eid echad would be believed. What's the makar? Again, we knew this already. The eid ein ba, eid means two eidim ein ba. Eid echad is believed. We have the makar that kin of Estira required two eidim. What's the makar? The eid ein ba, there's a chiddush of eid echad, but bavalei bekin and bavalei v'estira. Additionally, the mishnah is telling me a more general halacha that's negayer gantz shas, and that is, how do you know ein dover shabai erva pachas mishnayim? It says ki matzah by ervas dover, and it says al pishnei eidem ayah pishleisha eidem yaktum dover, dover, dover. Just like by mom and the halacha is, you need to aid him, so too when it comes to dover shabai erva, you need to aid him as well. Taisvis, just to speak out one taisvis on the amid, so used to speaking out taisvis, but taisvis asks that the Gemara, it's really a mishnah, wanted to make a kal v'chaymer that madach in eid echad is believed for tumah. Kal v'chaymer, the eid echad should be believed for stira. Talmud loymar, after further review, ba v'loy b'stir. Freit Tosfos, what kind of kal v'chaymer is that? This, that an eid echad is believed by tumah, is after there was already kinu v'stira. So if there was kinu and there was stira, then an eid echad is believed. And by the way, we know the time of the krah, even though we're not derish time of the krah. But on Amud Aleph, the Gemara said that what's the time of the krah? Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Sheraglaim Ledover, Sharekina Lovinistra. But the point is, the Eid Echad Betumah that's believed by Saita is only believed because it came after Kin of Estira. So what's the Kal V'chomer then that by Stira, which is not Oisar to Isser Olam, an Eid Echad should be believed as well? The Stira is not coming after any Raglaim Ledover. The Tumah is coming after Raglaim Ledover. L'chura, this is a very strong pircha on the Kal V'chomer. It's true that Tumah is more chomer than Stira, but this that you find by Tumah that Eid Echad is believed is La'achar Kinu V'Stira, as opposed to Stira is before Kinu V'Stira. Al Zeh Anu Danin. So Tosfos says, Tema, Davi Motzi L'Mifrach, the Gemara could have asked such an obvious question. Ma'al Eidus Ha'achroina Shekein Raglayim L'Dover, Sharikina L'Venistera. Tosfos asks it as a tema, and Tosfos doesn't seem to give any teretz. Either way, Tanu Rabban. So we just mentioned a Mishnah that talked about Eidus Ha'rishoina, Eidus Ha'achroina, Eidus Ha'achroina, Eid Echad is believed, Eidus Ha'rishoina, you need two Eidim, Kal v'chomer is all based on psukim. That was all discussed. So the Gemara now brings a b'raisa that was really mefarish this Mishnah, but it's going to immediately digress and discuss halachis related to stira, but also halachis that are negeya hilchas yichud. Zok the Gemara, a b'raisa. Tanu Rabbanan, ezohi eidus harishayna. What is the definition of eidus harishayna that was mentioned in the Mishnah? So we touched it because we knew the b'raisa already. Zu eidus Stira, it's referring to the Eidus of Stira. Eidus Achreina, when the Mishnah said Eidus Achreina, what did it mean? So Eidus Toma, it means Eidus Toma. The Kama Shir Stira. Says the Brai, so what is the Shir Stira? So in the world of Kinev Stira, how long would this Eish Asish have to be with another man in order to render it a Stira? Says the Brai, so Kidei Toma, it's the amount of time that it would take for there to be Toma, meaning for there to be Arayas, which is Kidei Bia, the amount of time that it takes for there to be a bia, which is kidei hara, the amount of time that it takes to do hara. So hara in halacha is tchilas bia. And how long is hara? Kidei hakafas dekel, the amount of time that it would take a person to walk around the dekel. So what is the shir stira? It's the shir tumma, it's the shir bia, it's the shir hara, and it's the shir hakafas dekel. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, azoy held Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean Rabbi Eliezer had a different shir. You want to know how long hara is? It's kedei mezigas hakois, the amount of time that it would take somebody to dilute a cup of wine. So in the olden days, the wine was too strong, so they had to add water just to make it drinkable. So the amount of time that it would take to do this mezigas hakois, that is the shir hara, tchilas bia, meaning that's the shir stira. Rabbi Shua, I mean Rabbi Shua said kedei l'shtoisa. It's not the amount of time that it takes to do mezigas hakois, but it's the amount of time that it takes to drink the kais of wine. Ben Azim said kedei litzleis bea, the amount of time that it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Kiva Omer kedei legoy, amount of time that it takes to eat the egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer kedei legmaya shalosh beitzim zuachazu, the amount of time that it takes to eat not one egg but three beitzim zuachazu. Rabbi Elazar ben Yirmiyah Omer kedei likchar girdei nima, the amount of time that it would take for a weaver to tie two strings or one string that snapped. Amount of time that it would take a woman, a lot of woman, but amount of time that it would take a woman to remove a little piece of wood chip that might be stuck in between her teeth. Plimay said, amount of time that it would take a woman to put her hand into a sal, a basket of bread, and to remove the bread. And Plimoy said that Alpha Bishain Railadov, even though I have no raya that this is really the shear, a bazechaladovar, a shtikal a smach I have, the pasuk says, ki be'ad isha zoyna ad kikar lechem. So you see there's some correlation between a kikar lechem and an isha zoyna, so it's a shtikal raya, a remez, at least, to my makar, that the shear hara has something to do with a kikar lechem. Either way. So we have a very, very long braisa, and the Gemara is going to take it from the top. So the braisa began and said, v'kama shear stira. How long is the shear stira? And the Braisa gave a rather convoluted answer. It's kedei tumma, which is kedei bia, which is kedei hara, and then a bunch of shitas in the Tanam, how long the shear hara is. It says, why do we need all this? Just say it's a shear bia, say it's a shear hara, say it's a shear hakafas dekel. Like, why the whole arichas? So the Gemara says like this, no, tzricha, we needed it, because the tana kedei tumma, had it only said kedei tumma, hava mida kedei tumasa v'artzusa. I would have thought that the shear of stira isn't just the amount of time that it takes to do the maisavia, but maybe you have to incorporate into the cheshbin the amount of time that it's going to take the man to be mafat to the woman to agree to the bia. Kamash malon, that's why the Braisa wanted to be very clear and say that what's the shear? It's kedei bia. The shear is kedei bia. V'itana kedei bia. Had it said kedei bia, I mean, I would have thought kedei gmar bia. Maybe it has to be a fartiga bia. Kamash malon kedei ara. That all has to be is a tchilas bia. Says the Gemara, okay, then just say kedei ara, right? That's the obvious question. So kedei tumah doesn't really tell you the full picture, nor does kedei bia, oh, but kedei hara does. So just say kedei hara. Yesh, meaning kedei hara. Had it only said kedei hara, I mean, I would have thought kedei hara v'artzusa. I would have thought that it's hara plus the amount of time that it takes to be mafata. Kamash malon. Therefore, the Brice was very wordy. And we said kedei tumma and kedei bia, kedei hara, to chap that it's not artzusa. Rather, all it is bia, and how much bia, all it is the kedei hara. V'kama kedei hara. Then the last part of the braisa was, what is the shir hara? Kedei hakaf hazdeko. That's Divri Rabbi Shmuel, and then Rabbi Eliezer, and then all the other shitas that were mentioned. So the bottom line is, this braisa told us the shear of stira. What's the shear stira as it relates to the halachos of kinui v'stira? So it's the shear of hara. What is the shir hara? Clearly, a very, very big machloikis tanam. Zok digamara, viramini. I'm going to ask you a kasha. And the kasha is on all the different shitas of the tanaim who express their opinion as to what the shir hara is. The Gemara is going to bring another braisa where a lot of the same tanaim I mentioned. And as we'll see, they had different opinions. Freik the Gemara from another braisa. Vinistera. It says in the Torah, Vinistera. Stira. The kama shir stira. What's the shir stira? Lo shamanu. The Torah didn't say. Kshuoyme vihinitma. When it says Vinistera. So you see from there that what is the shear stira? It's related to tumah. And not just tumah, kedei bia, kedei hara, we know the cheshbin, and kedei chazor hazdeka, the amount of time that it would take to do chazor hazdeka. The Gemara is going to explain what that is. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Shua says, kedei mezikas hakoyis, no, it's the amount of time that it takes to do mezikas hakoyis. Ben Azim, as I said, kedei lishtoisa, the amount of time that it takes to drink a kois. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kedei litzlis beya, the amount of time that it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Yudim Besei Omer, kedei lugoyim, the amount of time that it takes to swallow an egg. Either way. So we had a first price and a second price. First price, incidentally, mentioned more shitas than the second price did. But as we're about to see, it's a whole bunch of different steers. So the Gemara begins its analysis of this price. The Bnei Yeshiva were of the opinion, they made a reasonable assumption, that Hainu Hakof HaZdekel and Hainu Chazar HaZdekel, that the shear of Hakof HaZdekel that was mentioned in the first price, and the shear of Chazar HaZdekel that was mentioned in the second price, are the same shear. So if you look back at the price, the first shear mentioned in price number one was Hakof HaZdekel. The first shear mentioned in Braisa number two was Chazor HaZdekel. Freik the Gemara, if they're the same shear, I have a problem. Why? Because who said these two respective shearim? Hassam in the first Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Hakof HaZdekel. It was Rabbi Shmuel that said the shear is Kedei Hakof HaZdekel, which, by the way, sounds like the amount of time it takes for a person to go around the Dekel. Upolog Rabbi Eliezer Oleh. And Rabbi Eliezer was Chaylik. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Kedei Mezigus HaKois. And Hacha Rabbi Eliezer, Kedei Chazor HaZdekel. And here Rabbi Eliezer said, Kidei Chazara Stekel. Now, if Hakof Stekel and Chazara Stekel are the same thing, again, it certainly sounds like they are, so then you have a steer in Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer argued with Rabbi Shmuel in the first Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel said, Hakof Stekel, Rabbi Eliezer was Choyluk. No, it's not what it is. It's Kidei Mezigas Hakois. And Rabbi Eliezer himself said, Chazara's Dekel in the second Braisa. So if Chazara's Dekel and Akofa's Dekel are really the same thing, then how could Rabbi Eliezer say Chazara's Dekel, which is the same as Akofa's Dekel, yet argue with Rabbi Shmuel, who said Akofa's Dekel? It just doesn't add up. Abayas said, you have to say that no, Chazara's Dekel and Akofa's Dekel are really not the same thing. Hakofa Berekel. Hakofa's Dekel means the amount of time it would take a person with his feet to walk around the Dekel. Chazara's Dekel means something else, Beruach. It means that if it's very windy and then the Dekel, a Dekel's a palm tree, suddenly it starts waving, so the amount of time that it would take for the wind to blow the Dekel back, that's what the shear of Chazara's Dekel. It's not the same shear. They sound the same. But one is Akofa's Dekel, and the other one is Chazara's Dekel. But Rav Ashi had a shayla. As it relates to this shear of Chazara's Dekel, Chazara Beruach, meaning, Ki Hechi Da'azov Hadarasi, does it mean, so for example, if the wind is blowing north-south, so it goes from north to south, so now the Chazara's Dekel is when it goes back from south to north, Oidilma, Ki Hechi Da'azov Va'asi, V'hadar Koi Beduchte. It's not enough that it just went back and swung to the other direction. You actually need to wait the amount of time that it takes for it to settle. I mean, what's this shear? Is the shear Chazara's Dekel, it swung to the left, okay, wait till it comes back to the right? Or does it mean the amount of time that it takes for it to be Koy Beduchte? And the word says, Teiku. We're going to have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to know the answer to this question. But either way, that's the teretz to the original kasha. The kasha was, there seemed to be a problem, Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer was chaylik with Rabbi Shmuel, who said Akof as Dekel, because he said Mezigas Akois. And then another Braisna, he said Chazor as Dekel, which sounds like it's the same as Akof as Dekel. So if he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, how is he being chaylik in Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara says, no, Chazor as Dekel, Akof as Dekel are two separate things. Okay, but there's another problem. What's the other problem? Steer in Rabbi Eliezer. Hasimab Rabbi Eliezer kedei Mezigas Akois. Hachol kedei Chazor as Dekel. At the end of the day, you have two Rabbi Eliezers and two Braises, and he said two different Shiurim. In one Shiur, he said Mezigas Akois. The other Shiur, he said Chazor as Dekel. So the Gemara gives an easy answer. Idividi chad Shiur. It's the same shear. One place he used one mashal, and the other place he used another mashal. But at the end of the day, the two shiurim are really the same shear. Another kasha. Hasamam Rabbi Yeshua kedei l'shtoisei. In the first braisa, Rabbi Yeshua's shear was kedei l'shtoisei, the amount of time that it takes a person to drink a glass of wine. Hacha Amar, in the second braisa, Rabbi Yeshua said kedei mezigas hakais. He said that the shear is kedei mezigas hakais. It's not the same shear. Steer in Rabbi Yeshua. So Yemar says, Eima, you have to say it's kidei limzoig velishtais. You have to say that the two shiurim that Rabbi Yeshua gave in the two braises complement each other. Yagidol of Reyoi. Meaning, it's two things. It's sai kidei mezigas hakois and sai it's kidei lishtoisai. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, and really you have to know the two braises in order to stand Rabbi Yeshua's sheet. So in the first braise, Rabbi Eliezer says it's kedei mezigas hakois. What's Rabbi Yeshua's comment? His comment is it's kedei mezigas hakois v'lishtoisoi. It's not kedei mezigas hakois, it's alone. It's not kedei lishtoisoi alone, but rather it's the two together. Freit the Gemara that I hear the teretz, but wouldn't it have seemed to be a little bit more glatt to say v'leim idi v'idi chad shiuruhu? Why don't we just say that the teretz that the steer in Rabbi Yeshua is that the shear of kedei l'shtoisai and that the shear of kedei mezigas hakois are the same shear? Why did we have to answer the question that the two shiurim complement each other? Just say that the same shear. Now, why is that a better answer? It's a better answer because to say they complement each other means that I have to know both braises to understand each one of these braises. And besides, it just sounds a little bit more dachik. It's not what Rabbi Yeshua said. So why don't we just say, if we're willing to be madchik, then say this doichik, which sounds like a better doichik. And by the way, this is the teretz we just used a minute ago to answer the steer in Rabbi Eliezer. So why are we saying that the teretz is, it's kedei limzai kois v'lishtoisai, not say idiv idi chad shiuruhu? So the Gemara says you couldn't say that. Why couldn't you say that? Because imkein hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Because if that's the case, what's the machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer said kedei mezigas hakois. Rabbi Yeshua said kedei l'shtoisoi. If you're going to tell me mezigas hakois and shtias hakois is the same shear, then there's going to be no machloikis. And by the way, it's very true in the first braisa, but it's equally true in the second braisa as well. Because what Rabbi Eliezer say in the second braisa, he said kedei chazaras dekel, and the Gemara already said that kedei chazaras dekel is the same shear as what Rabbi Eliezer said in the first braisa, which is mizigas hakoyis. So how could Rabbi Yeshua then say kedei mizigas hakoyis? It's the same shear as Rabbi Eliezer. So in both braisas, there'd be no machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And for that reason, the Gemara could not answer that answer. The Gemara continues. Hasam Amar ben Azai, in the first braisa, what was ben Azai's shear? He said, k'dei litzloi's bed. The amount of time that it takes to roast an egg. Hacham Amar, but in the second braisa, what ben Azai say? K'dei lishtoisoi. A completely different shear. The amount of time that it takes to drink a cup of wine. Zok de Gemara. It's a stira in Ben Azai. You have to say that it's the same share. Kedei litzlo is bay, and kedei lishtoisa is the same share. Vayter hosamam Rabbi Akiva. In the first price, Rabbi Akiva said kedei legoima. What was Rabbi Akiva's share? It's not kedei litzlo is bay, which was what Ben Azai said, but it's kedei legoima, the amount of time that it takes to eat the egg. And hacha amar, in the second price, Rabbi Akiva said kedei litzlo is bay. Here he said kedei litzlo is bay. So you have a stira. Is it kedei legoima or is it kedei litzlo is bay? So the Gemara says, Ema kedei litzlo is bay u legoima. The same way we were miyashiv Rabbi Yeshua, that's why we were miyashiv Rabbi Akiva. That the two brises complement each other, and really the shear is the two combined. The amount of time that it takes to be tzayil of the egg, plus the amount of time that it takes to be goymeya the egg. Faith Gemara, let me eat the chachiru. Why do you have to answer again? Same question. That he meant both. Why do you say he meant one? And really the two shiurim are the same. Him came, because if that's the case, Hainu ben Azai. If litzlo is beya and legoima is the same shear, then what's the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and ben Azai? Ben Azai said kidei litzlo is beya, and then Rabbi Akiva says kidei legoima. If litzlo is beya and legoima is the same shear, then what exactly is the machloikis? And the same is true for the second braisa. What was the second braisa? Ben Azai said kedei lishtoisai. And we said that Ben Azai's kedei lishtoisai is the same as Ben Azai in the first braisa that said kedei litzlizbeya. So how could Rabbi Akiva say kedei litzlizbeya? They're saying the same thing. So you can't say that Rabbi Akiva's idiv idi chachiura, because you're going to end up that Rabbi Akiva's shita is going to be Ben Azai, so you're forced to say it's kedei litzlizbeya. Another kash. In the first price, Rabbi Yudah said, the amount of time that it takes to swallow three eggs one after another. And Hacha Amar, in the second price, what did Rabbi Yudah Meseir say? The amount of time that it takes to eat one egg. So is it three shalich beitzin zuachazu, or is it one? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Kamar. When Rabbi Yudah Meseir said what he said, he wasn't saying his own shita. This is in the first braisa, but he was talking to Rabbi Akiva. He said like this: "You, Rabbi Akiva, the kamar misharim b'tzliu b'gmiya." What was Rabbi Akiva's share? Rabbi Akiva said in the first braisa, "Kidei legoima." But we know what Rabbi Akiva's shita really is. It's kidei litzlois beyu legoima. That's how we miyashet the steers, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yudah Meseir told Rabbi Akiva, "Why are you making it such a confusing share? Kidei litzlois beyu legoima. Why don't you just talk about gmiya and say, Eim Ashir Gmir Lechuda, and what would be the Shir Gmir Lechuda? Kedei Legameh, Sholish Beitzin Zuachazu, the Hainu Tzliya V'Gmir, which would be the same as Gmir V'Tzliya." In other words, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir in the first price he said, Kedei Legoima, Sholish Beitzin Zuachazu. In the second price he said, Legoima, one egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir's real Shita is one egg. Why did he say three eggs in the first price? He's talking to Rabbi Akiva. He says, Rabbi Akiva, why are you talking Litzleis Beyo Legoima? I have an equivalent theory of, we don't have to get involved in Litzlo's Bay. You could just talk about one thing, Legoima, and just say, instead of Legoima, one egg, three eggs. Meaning, the amount of time it takes to swallow three eggs is the equivalent of the amount of time that it takes to be Litzlo's Bay or Legoima. So that, Rabbi Yudah ben Meseir, is only Ledivre, it's Ledivre Rabbi Akiva. Either way, we just worked out the part of the two braises that reconcile the obvious theories. So mamash, all the Tanaim mentioned the second braisa was soisa mishnasam from what they said in the first braisa, and the Gemara worked that all out, but there's still some nuances that we need to figure out in these braises. Rabbi Elazar ben Yirmiyah Oymet, this was in the first braisa. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yirmiyah said, what's the shear? Kedei sheyikshar girdei nima. It's the amount of time that it would take a weaver, if he has a thread that was cut, to tie the two ends together. By Rav Ashi had a question. The merchaka de mikra. We're talking about where the two ends are far from each other, or are they close by? If they're far, they'll take a little bit more time. It's the amount of time that it takes a woman to pull a splinter out from in between her teeth. By Rav Ashi, the mahadik or the lay mahadik? It's talking about where it's really tight inside her teeth, or it's not so tight. Plimoy said, the amount of time that it would take a woman to put her hand into a basket to remove bread. By Rav Ashi. Again, Rav Ashi has a bunch of shilas. The mahadik, oy, the lay mahadik. It's talking about where the lechem, the kikar, is very tight inside this basket, so it's going to require a little bit more effort to remove it, or the lay mahadik. Are we talking about a new basket or an older basket? So if it's an older basket, it's going to be smoother. Think wicker basket. If it's a newer one, so you're going to have to go through some of the rough edges. Again, it'll take a little bit more time. The bread itself, is this a hot loaf of bread, which means it's a little slippery, or is it a cold loaf of bread, which is easier to handle? Is the bread made of wheat, or is it made of barley? So Rashi says, shel chitin chalok. The one of chitin is a little smoother, v'nishmat yoyse mishal sayir. And as a result, it's harder to handle. Berkika oy bakusha. Is it soft, meaning it's alisha raka, in which case, again, it's going to be a little harder to handle, or is it hard, so that'll be easier to handle? Seems like we're mamish handling seconds here, but regardless, says the Gemara, teku. Am Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef, am Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef said the name Rav Yochanan, a postscript to everything that we just said. We had two brises that mentioned a whole bunch of different shitas amongst the Tanaim, what the sheer steer is. And what the sheer steer is really comes down to what the sheer toma is, which means what the sheer bia is, which means what the sheer hara is. So this all boils down trying to figure out what the sheer hara is. And different Tanaim had different shiurim. So said Rabbi Yochanan kol echad ve'echad ba'atzmei shiur. All these different Tanaim that gave shiurim, they were all expressing their own experience, and that is how long it took for them to do hara. Freik the Gemara, how could you say that? For Iko ben Azai, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, Ben Azai was mentioned. Everyone knows Ben Azai never got married. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that Ben Azai said, "Ma esa shenafshi choshke b'toyre efshaloyim sheiskay ma'idei achirim." So the Gemara's kasha is, how could you tell me each person is giving his own share? I mentioned Ben Azai, and the Gemara gives three terutzim. First, Teretz is Iba Yisem and Nasavu Pirish. Ben Azai really did get married. He never had children. He was never Oisik and Piri Verivyo. But married he did get, and that's why he knew what the share of Hara was. He was Pirish. He was Pirish from his wife. The rest of the story is in Masechtas Ksubas. He married the daughter of Rabbi Akiva. Ve'inkamakoyim. V'Iba Yisem and Mirabi Shmile. Enochanami. Ben Azai himself, Taka, wasn't saying his own share. He was saying what he heard over from his Rebbe. The Iba Yisema, Soyd Hashem Liyareyev, he knew it beside, which is also a little bit Tzarech Bir, because the Kasha wasn't, how was Ben Azai able to have a share? Everything is in the Torah. Hafachba, Vafachba, the Kulaba. The question is, how was Ben Azai able to state what his experience was if he himself never got married? So what's the Teretz of Soyd Hashem Liyareyev? Some say that Pashup Shad is that it was Neskala to Ben Azai what his Haro would have been had he got married. But Enochanami, Ben Azai too, was being Meshayer Ba'atzmai. But either way, this concludes this part of the Daf as it relates to Ben Azai, Ayin related Raid Bites. But just one Ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is, so this Gemara that we just learned, where we hashtag do what we do, discussed the Shir of Haro as it relates to Stira, as it relates to Masechta Soita. But the truth is that this Amid Gemara that we just learned is Negeya not only Hilchas Stira, it's Negeya Hilchas Yichud. So a man's not allowed to be Miyachid with a woman that's not his wife. There's Yichdei Raisa, there's Yichdei Rabbanon, there's Takonas this, Takonas that. There's a whole Shalshelis, Ayin Abay Dezar, Daflam Advov, Amabez. But the point is, there's an Issa Yichud. Issa Yichud has a shear. What is the shear of the Issa Yichud? The makar to the shear of the Issa Yichud comes from this sugya. So this sugya is not only negeya, the shear of stira, this sugya is negeya, the shear of Issa Yichud as well. And if you learn Hilchas Yichud, be'ion, so one of the very important marmakaimis is Masechta Soita Daf Dalet. In general, Masechta Soita is negeya Hilchas Yichud because of stira. There's a Yichudic component. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a few moments in the raid. Tzok Gemar Vaita, Toresh Rabba Vira. Rabba Vira said, Zimna Nomla Shmeid Rav Ami. Sometimes he would say it over the name of Rav Ami, Zimna Nomla Shmeid Rav Asi. Sometimes he would say it over the name of Rav Asi. What did he say? If somebody eats bread and he doesn't wash before he eats bread, it's as if he was born an Isha Zayna. What's the makar to that? The pasuk says, "Ki ba'ad Isha Zayna ad kikar lechem." So this was a pasuk that was quoted on Amid Aleph by Plimoy. Afal pishein ra'ilu davar zeichel davar. So we're digressing a little bit. Again, this is Masechta Soita. We're going to do a lot of digression. So if someone eats lechem b'loy netilas yodayim, it's as if he was born in Isha Zayna. Again, where do you see it in the pasuk? Ki ba'ad Isha Zayna ad kikar lechem. Oh, you see it before. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Hai ba'ad Isha Zayna ad kikar lechem." The Torah said first Isha Zayna, then kikar lechem. But according to your drasha, what it should have said was ba'ad kikar lechem ad Isha Zayna. What's the drasha? If someone eats kikar, without washing, if someone eats lechem without washing, it's ki'ilu ba'al isha zayna. So it should have said first ba'ad kiko lechem, and then afterwards ad isha zayna. Elo, my rabbi said, rabbi, dash in the pasuk differently. So the pasuk means something completely different. We're not talking about washing your hands, the tilos yadayim. That's not the point. And the point of the pasuk is not to bring out how terrible it is to eat bread without washing. But punkfa karet, it's trying to bring out how terrible eshes ish is. Kol ha'ba'al isha zayna, or isha zayna. L'sayif m'vakish kiko lechem. Someone's going to ba'an a zayna, eventually he's going to come to the point where he's going to need kika lechem. He's going to push it, run out of food. I'm Rab Zrika. I'm Rab Elazar. Rab Zrika said the name of Rab Elazar. Kol mazalzman tilos yadayim. We mentioned tilos yadayim by mistake almost. Nekar min ha'olam. He's going to be nekar min ha'olam. Someone's mazalzman tilos yadayim. He's nekar min ha'olam. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's the reason? The over al derech chachamim. Because Netilas Yadayim was one of the takanas of the chachamim, Shlomo HaMelech. And if someone's over al derech chachamim, he's chayv miso. Dechzivu peretz gedi shechenu nachash. Tosis asks, akasha, tath, tosis on the yomim. Ayin sham. Amrab chiba Rashi, amrab. Mayim rishoinim. So again, we mentioned Netilas Yadayim, so we're talking a little bit about Netilas Yadayim. So as it relates to Mayim Rishayim, the chiv Netilas Yadayim that a person has before he eats bread. Tzarech sheyagbia yod of lemayla. So when you wash your hands, you're supposed to point your fingers upwards. Mayim achrayinim, when you wash mayim achrayinim, tzarech sheyash bal yadav lamata. You're supposed to point your fingers downwards. Tanya nami yochi tzabrais, anoytel yadav. Somebody washes his hands. Mayim rishayinim, tzarech sheyabia yadav lamayla. You have to point your fingers upwards. What's the reason? Shema yetsu mayim chutz leperek, because we're afraid that the water is going to go past the perek, literally means the joint, but past your wrist. We're supposed to wash your hands. The yachsru, and it's going to come back. The yitamu es yadayim, and it's going to be mitami your hands. So there's a long Rashi here, quoting a Mishnah, Masechtas Yodayim, that discusses this halacha. But in short, what's happening is, why does a person have to wash his hands before he eats bread? It's because Yodayim are askani yoseim, and as a result, they have a din of a sheni latom, gzeira atu truma, but they have a din of a sheni latom, of ein kama kaima. We wash our hands twice, right? Each hand twice. Why? It's a Mishnah, Masechtas Yodayim, because the first time you wash your hands, you're going to clean your hands, but the water that remains on your hands is going to be tummy. So you have to wash the second time to remove the hand. Chazal were worried that if you're going to wash your hands the first time, and when you wash it the second time, not cover all the water that you washed the first time, it's possible that you're going to still have tummy water on you that's going to be metame your hands. And you're going to end up not accomplishing anything by washing your hands. Meaning, we're assuming that when a person washes his hands, he's going to get it right. So you have to wash till your wrists, mesh them all, till your wrists and sveit them all. The assumption is you're going to get that right. But how do I know that part of the water is going to end up going past the perek? When you wash the second time, you're not going to wash all the way to your elbows, right? You're only doing what you're mechuyev to do, ada perek. And then some of that water that went past the perek didn't get the second netilah, and it's going to end up being metameyu. So to address this issue, we want that when you wash your hands, tzarech sheyagbia yadav lemayla, and by doing that, the physics of it is going to prevent this chashash from happening. That's why you're supposed to do it that way. So that's why when someone watches mayim rishayim, tzarech sheyagbia yadav lemayla, it's based on this halacha. It's based on Shema Yetzu Amayim Chutz Leperek V'yachseru V'yitamu Sayadayim. So you have to be very careful that the first water doesn't end up going back onto your hands that you washed the second time and being metame your hands again. Now, the Braisa did not mention anything about why Mayim Achroinim you're supposed to be mashpul l'mata. For that, we don't have a Tanya Nami Hachi. What's the reason for that? So for that, we have Rashi. Rashi says very simple. You have some schmutz, some grease on your hand. That's the whole idea of Mayim Achrayinim. So you want the water to go out, so just point it downwards. The only reason by Mayim Rishayinim are doing it differently is because of this patent. One last Gemara. Somebody eats bread, not without washing his hands, but this is without drying his hands. It's as if he ate bread that's tamish. Remember, the pasuk says, now, that pasuk that the Gemara just quoted is a pasuk in Yechezkel. It doesn't say anything about eating bread without drying your hands, but what it does say over there is that bread that's disgusting is referred to as lechem tameh. If the pasuk refers to disgusting bread as lechem tameh, then we can assume that if somebody would eat bread without drying his hands, it's as if he ate lechem tameh, because eating bread without drying your hands, meaning having wet hands, is going to make the bread disgusting. Lechem mos is lechem tameh. Thus, the halacha kol oichel paspalei nigov yodayim kilu oichel lechem tameh. If you just look ahead, you see that we have a lot of agadata coming up. Tomorrow's whole daf is going to be agadata. It's going to be a complete digression from the sugyas that we're learning, but we're going to stop here and speak out two ha'aris. The first ta'ara is that we had an Amid Gemara, and really the majority of the daf, that discussed the shear of Hara. Why are we discussing the shear of Hara? Because the shear of Hara is the shear Stira, which we said is also the shear Yichud. Because the shear Yichud, as it relates to Isser Yichud, is the amount of time that it takes for there to be a Bia, and the definition of Bia is Tchilas Bia, which is Hara, and a big Machloikis Tanam as to what exactly that shear is. So I just want to speak out one Ha'ara, and to bring it out in the context of a Chassam Sofer. The Gemara in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. This Gemara is a classic. The Gemara over there is discussing the story of Chana. So Chana was married for many years. She didn't have any children. And her tzara, Penina, had a very, very large family. And it bothered Chana very, very much. And then finally, she goes up. She was being Eilei Regel, even before the Beis HaMikdash, Eli. And she's crying, and she's davening. Her lips are moving. She's not making any noise. Eli thinks she's a Shekaira. Eli's Choshev Iksherim. Tzarech Levarchai. You get the bracha. When a tzaddik owes you a bracha, the rabbi from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's a whole different level, and as a result, she ends up having a child. So in Chana's plea, in her tefillah to have a child, she says the following, and if this pasuk sounds familiar, it's because we did talk a lot about this not so long ago. V'tider neder v'toymer, Hashem tzevokos, imroyoy sire ba'oni amosecho, uzchartani v'loy sishkach es amosecho, v'nesatul amosecho zera anoshim, v'nesatav l'Hashem kol yimei chayov, v'mayr lo yala al roshay. So the Gemara here in Brachos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis is darshining what Chana meant when she said, imroyoy sire. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, Amra Chana l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chana told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Ra'oy Mutav, if you're going to see my tsar, is good. V'im Lav, and if not, Tira, then you're going to see something else. Well, what's the Eibishter going to see? Says Rabbi Lazar, what Chana was saying was, Eilech, I'm going to go V'estater B'fnei Elkanah Ba'ili. I'm going to do Stira. V'kivan D'mistatarna Mashkuli Me'Saita. And because I'm going to do Stira, I'm going to have a din of a Safik Saita. Which means that my husband Elkanah is going to have to give me Me'Saita. Plaster, and you can't make your Torah into plaster. Rashi says, "Min sheker." Shenema the pasuk says that what happens if the soita drank from the mei soita and she was innocent? V'niksa, if she's not given Israel's era, she's gonna end up having children. So Chana comes, mamash with a strasherai. She tells the Eibishtim, "Royoy tira." Here's the deal. If you're going to see my pain, is good. If not, then we're going to have to do this a whole nother way. What I'm going to do is stira. I'm going to drink from the meis toita, and you know I'm innocent. And as a result, for nixav and Israel Zera, I'll end up having a child. And you can't not give me a child then, because then people are going to say the Torah Shaker. So as a result, this is a card that Chana had, and she pulls it out right here. And she says, I'm letting you know right now, Imroy, good, in lav tira, you're going to end up seeing what's going to happen. Freik the Pnei Yeshua, he says, Rabbeinu Shalom. What was Chana saying? She's going to do stira? There's an Issa Yichud. She can't do stira. How could Chana threaten the Eibishter and say she's going to... This is Chana? This is Chana Anarazeh Espalalti? The mother of Shmuel? It's impossible. V'yesh l'tmoya, Chana de Neviya ha'isa. She was a Neviya. Heich amra eilech v'estater lavra al Issa Yichud she'osem in ha'toyra. Says... The Pnei Yeshua, you have to say, Lokach Nir, I have no choice, I'm skipping, that when Chana said what she said it derech melitza, v'hatochas dvarim. She didn't mean it. She was coming more with a koyach hataina. She was coming like with a miku. She said like this, that you know, Eibishter, that if I want, I could be a reshanta, and I could be over the Issa Yichud, and if I do, I'll drink from the Meisaita, and I'll end up having a child. So shouldn't I have a Migu Keilu that I could have done that? That if I was a Prutz, I would have had a child. But now because I'm a Tznua and I'm not going to do that, Avada Chana wasn't going to do it. She didn't mean it literally. But what she was saying was, it was Derech Melitza V'atochas Dvorim. She was saying that if I was a Prutza, I could have done this, and now that I'm a Tznua, you have no choice. But you have to make it work for me. As I said to Pnei Yeshua, the Chassam Sofer, and this is in a tshuva, it's in Evin Ezer, it's Chelik Beis, it's Simen Kuf Beis. So Toich Dvarov, the Chassam Sofer says a Dover Nifla. He says the Pnei Yeshua asked a gewaldige kasha. on the Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. He says, but I think B'mechilas Kfoy Teirase the Kashas Atois, and I think there's a posh at the Teretz and Duchsach the Teretz Flikten Amufurish and Rambam. And you know what this Rambam is? It's in Hilchas Soita and it's in Perek Aleph. It's Halacha Gimel. It's right in the beginning of Hilchas Soita. The Rambam says like this: Kino Loim Shnayim Keechot. What happens if a man did kino to his wife? And he said Al Tistari with two people. Shnayim Keechot. And she was in a state of stira with both of them. The shas kidei tumma, and she had a shir tumma. Afilu hein shnei achel. Even if these two people are her two brothers, oy avio v'achel. Or one's her father and the other one's her brother. Harezu asuro, she has a din of a suffix soita achatishta until she drinks. The Rambam says that woman that did stira with two people at the same time, even if the two people were her two brothers or her brother and her father, it's considered stira, and she has a din of a suffix soita and a rezu asura achatishta. Zoktach sam soif. Is there an issa yichud with a person's father or even with a brother? Zichanat midai reis, of course not. And afal pikein, still you see the Rambam says that she's going to have a din of a suffix soita. Zoysay meres, shteitin Rambam, that in order for something to be constituted as a stira, it doesn't require that it be yichud in halacha. Just because it's not yichud in halacha doesn't mean it's not stira. What's the lumdis? The lumdis we'll get to in Mes Hashem another day. But the short version of the lumdis is that kinu v'stira is ba'akpadas ha'bal talya. At the end of the day, if there was a kinoi and there was a stira, even if in Ilchas Yichud it's not ois galton as a stira, that would be enough to shaf a kinoi of a stira. And the Rambam goes, the Chassam Sofer goes a step further. He says, Yesh Loimar. He says, people, mucha, what's the makar to this Rambam? I think the makar to the Rambam was goof for this Gemara with Chana. This is how the Rambam knew it. You want to know how the Rambam knew that there's that the din stira is not tali in yichud, and it's shayich for something to be considered stira, even if you didn't violate the issa yichud. He knew it from Chana, because that's what Chana said. She said elach v'estater, and the Pnei Yeshua is grace akasha. What do you mean elach v'estater? What Chana din avia hoisa? She's going to do a maisa pritzos. How is she going to be over the issa yichud? The Teretz says she was never planning on being over an issa yichud. What she was going to do is she was going to be miyachid with avia v'achel. She was going to do it in a way where it's not yichud al kopanim. And if she was going to do it in a way where it's not issa yichud, it would still be considered stira kimavur. But Rambam and Achapanim says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Teretz Tepnei Yeshua's Kasha. For oid, it could be this Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph on the days was the Makar to the Shittas HaRambam. I found on Shabbos, I saw in a tshuva from the Chabina Rav in Doiviv Meisharim. It's in Chelik Aleph, it's Simen Hey. So Toich Dvarav, in the middle of a shtickle that's discussing Me Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan. So he says something beautiful. He says that Chana said, Eilech Vestatev, Hikshap Ne Yeshua, Eich Taver Chana HaTzadekis Al Isur Yichud. So he wanted to say that look at the Gemara in Masechtas Brachas. If you medayik the Gemara's Lashon, the Gemara said, Amr Rabbi Lazar, Amr Chana Lefei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Imra'i Mutav, Ve'imlav Tireh, Eilech ve'estater b'fnei Elkanah Baili. What did she mean when she said that I'm going to do the stira b'fnei Elkanah Baili? Why b'fnei Elkanah Baili? Stira requires two eidim. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Whether he saw it or didn't see it, that's not the point. What does it mean l'fnei Elkanah Baili? So said the Chabina Rav that it could be that what she was saying was that avad, I'm not going to be over the issa yichud like the Pnei Yeshua said, but I'm going to do it when my husband is around. And we know baila be'ir, the halach is there's no issa yichud. So it's going to be b'fnei Elkanah Baili. He says that was the k'nech of b'fnei Elkanah Baili. Why is she saying that? The reason she's saying b'fnei Elkanah Baili was because of this nekuda. So why do we speak out this aura? Number one, it's negay the daf, because as much as there is a correlation between yichud and stira, but at the same time, they're not the same thing. It's a mefurish in Rambam, it's a tshuvas chassam sofer that learned it up in the Rambam, that even when there's no issa yichud, still there is going to be a Torah stira, to the extent that there was a kinoi, bakpadas habal, kinoi stira, even if it doesn't shtim with all the nuances and all the se'ife katan in Hilchas Yichud, it would still be considered stira. But also, this is another halacha that's learned out from Chana and Shmuel, and specifically from this pasuk of Atider Chana Neder Lemar. So when you think about all the different lumdas that comes out from this Gemara and Brachas Lamed Aleph on the base, it's not Shaykh, it's Divrei Agada, and it's Divrei Chizik, and it's Elanarazes Palalti Divrei Musar. But at the same time, there's so much halacha that comes out from this Gemara. In the end of Nazir, we were talking about how Shmuel was a Nazir Olam. You have halachas in Hilchis Soita, Hilchis Tfilas learned out from Chana. The fact that Shchitik Sheir Bazar, Mar Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, over the years, the amount of Ha'oris that we've spoken out from the Gedolei Adar, as it relates to this Gemara right here in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, I think you could say Hafachba Vafachba the Kulaba literally on this Gemara. But Befrat, we just finished talking about this pasuk where Umar Layala Roshoy Kidive Rabnu Roy in the last Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, where you see from here that Shmuel was a Nazir. So I was just thinking Bederech Melitza, just to use the Sprach of the Bnei Yeshua. Vatideh Neder Vatoymer Hashem Tzvakos Imroy Oytira Ba'ani Amosecha. What did she mean? She said, I'm going to make myself into a Saita. What is the Pasuk Firois? Umayra Layala Al Roshai. In the same Pasuk, what does she say? She says that I'm going to make my son Shmuel into a Nazar. Again, Bederech Melitza, it's a little bit of a Bechina maybe, of Kalaroya Saita Bekukula Yazar Atzma Minayayin. But either way, this is the first Ara. The second Ara is so we learned the Gemara at the very, very beginning of the Daf, where the Gemara said, V'omer Rav Chizda. If someone does one mitzvah, this mitzvah is going to go in front of him and be it's going to show him the way to Ilam Haba. It's a pasuk. And if a person doesn't have it, it's going to latch itself onto him. And at the same thing, unfortunately, to the other side. The pasuk says, the Marsha in Chedushi Agadis on this Gemara is Medayik L'shoyne Yazov of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan. As it relates to the mitzvah, he said, "Kaloisa mitzvah achas ba'ilam azeh mikadmasa v'hilachas lefanav." It's just going to walk in front of him. By the avera, it says milafaftoi v'hilachas lefanav. It's going to attach itself to him. So says the Marsha, why by the mitzvah does it say mikadmasa, and by the avera it says milafaftoi? Says the Marsha, it's poshet. He says because the person that is heading in the direction that the mitzvah is taking him to wants to go there. But the person that's heading in the direction that Davera is taking him to doesn't want to go there. He says, the mitzvah, you're going to be so excited to go. It's going to be mekadmasa v'ilachas lefanav. But you're not going to need the mitzvah to schlep you there. You're going to be so excited to go. Oh, but where the Davera is going to take a person in the next world, he's not going to want to go. So the Davera is going to have to grab him by the lapels. Milafaftoi v'ilachas lefanav. Because if it's not milafaftoi, you're not going there. And that's the dikta kaloshin, says the Marsha, between the mitzvah and between the Aveir. I saw in the Sefer in the Tzaytzayar from Abruver Margolis, right here on this Gemara, he's medayik, the Lashon of the Gemara. Amr Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rab Yoinesen. Kaloisa mitzvah achas. What does it mean, kaloisa mitzvah achas? Kaloisa mitzvah, ba'ilu mazeh, mikad masa v'hilachas lefanav. What's this Lashon of kaloisa mitzvah achas? Isn't that redundant? It's kaloisa mitzvah. You do a mitzvah. The mitzvah is going to take you. What's this dogush of mitzvah achas? So before Abruf Margolis is teretz, if you look at the Netziv in the Meroy Mesada, right here on this Gemara, the Netziv says like this: kaloisa mitzvah achas, stam mitzvah hitztaka. Fascinating. Stam mitzvah. Whenever you find the word mitzvah mentioned in Chazal, and he even says in Teresh of Iksav, stam mitzvah is staka. He brings a bunch of rayas. Nechemya Perikyut, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, if you want to take a look there. Bava Basra Daftes, Ayin Sham, Dvarim Rabba, Perikhes, on the Pasuk Kiya Mitzvah Azaz. But Al Koponim says, the Netziv, that stam mitzvah is staka. Stam Aveira, we mentioned this yesterday in the Daf, who Niof is Gilei Arayas. So says the Netziv, this Gemara is mamash beautiful. Kaloisa mitzvah achas b'ilam hazeh mikadmasoi v'hileches lefonav l'olam haba. Mitzvah. We didn't say which mitzvah. Mitzvah. Which mitzvah is it? It's the mitzvah of tzedakah. What's the pasuk? V'holach lefonecha tzedkecha. Your tzedakah is going to lead the way. V'holoi v'aveira achas b'ilam hazeh. Which aveira? We didn't say which Avera. So what's going to happen? Rabbi Lazar added to that. What did he add? Kshura by Kikalev. And what was his makar? From Yosef and Eshes by Tifa. So Zokt and Itziv, that this memra of mitzvah and Avera is mamish matim with this klal that the Yodei Dover know, and that is that stam mitzvah sudaka and stam Avera is niyof. And that's why as it relates to the stam mitzvah, it's v'halach lefanecha tzidkecha. Davka, we're talking about stock. And as it relates to the stam Avera, it's v'loy shamayla lishkevetz liyosima. It's davka talking about niyof. But Al-Kuparim, according to the Netziv, maybe it's a little bit better because it's taka mitzvah achas. It's avera achas. We're talking not one time that you did it, but there's one mitzvah where you find the sinyan, tzedakah, v'halach lefanecha tzedkecha. And there's one avera where you find the sinyan of milafaftoi, kshura by kekelo. That's the avera of niyof. So maybe that's a little bit of a tzushtal to Rav Ruvim Margolis Hazara. But Al-Kuparim, Rav Ruvim Margolis has a different pshat. And he says a pshat based on dvarim yuduin v'atikin. The Rambam in the end of his Pirush HaMishnayos HaMasechtas Makis, Rav Chananya ben Akashi Oymer, Rotsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisro, Leficha Chir Belem Torah Mitzvah Shenema Hashem Chofis Amad Tzidkei Agdo Torah V'yadah. And the Rambam asks the most obvious question. Rotsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisro, Leficha Chir Belem Torah Mitzvahs? You would think just the opposite. If the Eibishna was really looking out for us, and he wanted Lezakis Es Yisro, would have given us one mitzvah, a couple of mitzvahs, seven mitzvahs maybe, but 613 mitzvahs, it's impossible. Everywhere you turn, there's another mitzvah, and that's not including the Rabbanans and Bal Nefesh Yachmers. So how is it that Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakoy says Yisrael, Leficha Chir Belem Torah Mitzvahs. But it's you do what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the Pshat is, because in order for a person to merit a portion in the world to come, really all he needs to do is one mitzvah, but get it perfect. Al maskunta v'shleimusa. And if a person does that one mitzvah perfectly, that mitzvah is going to merit him with Olam Haba. Now, if you do more mitzvahs, you're going to get more Olam Haba. That just gives you a ticket, meaning you have admission now into the main event. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to need a binoculars, right? But the point is that one mitzvah already gets you Olam Haba. So Zok the Rambam, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakoy Ses Yisrael, Leficha Chir Belem Torah Mitzvahs. He gave us so many mitzvahs. There's 613 mitzvahs. Choose one, do it al maskunta v'shleimusa, and if you do that, you're going to merit a chelik in Olam Haba. So Zok the Rambam, that's the oimik im Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakoy Ses Yisrael, Leficha Chir Belem Torah Mitzvahs. That says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in the Sefer Chassidim says the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said, it's in Ois Tof Kuf Chav Tes 529. V'toiv la'adam im yesh biyadoi mitzvah achas. It's very, very good for a person if he has one mitzvah u'mekayim kilchasa, and he does this mitzvah perfectly. And it's better to do that than to have mitzvahs harbe, many mitzvahs, ve'enoi mekayim moysam kilchasa, where you don't do them so perfectly. So if a person has a choice, I can be a jack of all trades, I could do a whole bunch of mitzvahs not so perfectly, or one mitzvah where I'm going to do it perfectly. Zok to Sefer Chassidim, it's better to do one mitzvah perfectly. What does this remind us of? Reva Echos versus Reva Kamas, right? This is a classic, I think, Reva Echos over Reva Kamas. To do one mitzvah of a maskunta v'shleimusa, rather than doing a whole bunch of mitzvahs and not doing it perfectly. Then the Sefer Chassidim says something scary. V'atoifes mitzvah, linig b'yshanim rabbis. If someone has a mitzvah that he was knowing to do this for many years, v'achakach ozva. And then he decides, whatever, I'm doing a different mitzvah. I'm not going to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don oisai. V'olav nemar mamotsu avisechem bi'ovel kirichaku me'elai. That used to be so close to me, and now all of a sudden, they're not so close to me anymore. And suddenly, they're not doing these mitzvahs anymore. But Al-Kuponim, again, you see in the Sefer Chassidim, this inyan, that v'toiv la'odam im yesh b'yodai mitzvah achas u'mekayim kilchasa. There's an inyan of doing a mitzvah absolutely perfectly. Rav Ruvim Margolis, Sai here in his Netzoit Zeyar, Netzoit Daf Gimel, and even more Barichos in his Agos that he wrote, Makar Chesed, on the Sefer Chassidim, see, he's Mayrich with a whole bunch of other Marim Mekoymas where you find this Indian. Just going to mention one. This is well known, but I don't know if we've ever spoken it out in the Daf, and besides, it's always Chizik, so it's G'day to hear it again. And this comes from the Menorah Samar. So the Menorah Samar was written by the Maria Buhov. So this is Echad Min HaKadmoinim, and he says as follows. It's in Simin Reish Yud Gimel. V'atoyre shaloymeid Umelamid ba'olam hazeh. A person that learns Torah in this world, mevaka olav. He develops a certain relationship with the Torah, and this Torah is going to be mevaka olav. The Torah, it cares about him so much that it's even going to cry for him. Right? So we always speak out that Gemara's Rosh HaTevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Ariel, the Sefer HaChaim, Dachiyam Arau, that when a person thinks about the Gemara thinks about him. Daiton Aloch, v'daiton Chalon. So this, but mamish on a whole nother level. HaTorah Shalom and Malamed Baylam Hazeh, Mevaka Olav. The Torah literally cries for him. Ki the Garcina b'medrash Tanchum. And he quotes a medrash. Maisa b'chassid echad. There was a story with a chassid. Shayim misyachid b'mokim echad. He was sitting by himself, and he was learning. Vayolomid b'y b'mesechtes chagiga. And he was learning mesechtes chagiga. Vayimahapich ba umahadra kam upon him. And he was mahapich ba. He was being mesausal in Mesechtes Chagiga, Ayin the Raid and Nazar Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Actually, made Oisa Heitev until he learned it so well. It was mamish sugar in his mouth. He didn't know any other Mesechta. This was the only Mesechta that he knew. Now, it sounds a little interessant, right? He learned Mesechtes Chagiga so many times, he didn't know any other Mesechta. But by the way, once upon a time, people didn't own Shasin, you know, the way we own today. And it wasn't so lo shchiach that all he had was a Chagiga Gemara. And he was learning Mesechtes Chagiga again and again. When this chassid passed away, he was by himself in his house, and there was no one that knew he died. But all of a sudden, someone looking like a woman came, va'amda olav, and stood on top of him. Ve'hirim akoyla b'pchi u'mispeit. Va'tarba an'chasa v'tzakasa. And she started making a gerida. She was making a lot of noise. Adash eniskabtu amoyin, until a lot of people came together, va'toy melohen. And they said, what's going on? And she told them, siftu l'chasid azeh. You should be maspid as chassid, v'kivru, and you should bury him, v'kabdu as aroinoi, give covet to his aroin, v'tisku l'chayi oylem haba. And if you're going to do this, I promise you're going to get oylem haba. Shnezeh, because this person, kibdani kom yomav, he gave me covet during his entire lifetime, v'loiho yisi azuva v'shrucha. And because of him, I was not forgotten. Miyad immediately niskapzu kol anoshim. All the women in town came, v'yashvu ima, they sat together with this woman, v'asu olav mispeit gadol v'atzom. The anashim and the man, his asku b'tachrichob, they started preparing tachrichin, v'chol tzarchei kfurasei, everything he needed for his kfura, v'kavru oisei, v'kavru gadol, and they buried him with a tremendous covet. V'oisei isha, and this woman, boicha v'tzayek, she continued to cry. Amrullah, finally at some point, all the people asked her, they said, mashmeich, what's your name? Amrullahem, she told them, Chagiga shmei, my name is Chagiga. Kibin shenikbar oisei chassid, as soon as this chassid passed away, nelma oisei isha min ayin. Nobody saw this woman ever again. Miyad yadu, they knew that who was this woman? She mesechtes chagiga hoisa. She was none other than mesechtes chagiga. She nireis lahem betzuras isha, who came on this world, embodied in a person, in a woman, who babishnas ptirasa, and came at the time of his ptira lispoidloi, felifkoisai, ulakovroi bekovid, to be maspid him, and to cry over him, and to make sure he gets a proper kfura. Adja yoshoina oisa tamid vishoikilumai, but because of all the kovid that he had given chagiga, says the Maria Buov, Uvaloi Dvorim Kalvachoimer, Umachos is a Shaloi Lomad Elamasechta Achas Bovad, Kach, Madach this Chosidel and one Mesechta, look at what he merited, Aloy Mitera Harbe, Umlamdalacher, Mamidim Tamidim Harbe, Alachas Kamo Vikamo, the schos that a person has when he learns Torah Harbe. But I'll call upon him the Koyach of one mitzvah, the Koyach of one Mesechta, that this person had dedicated his life to Mesechtes Chagiga, and Mesechtes Chagiga was Mevaka Olav, and it gave him this tremendous covet. He was Zoicha that the Mesechta literally came in human form to bail him out, and to make sure that his Ptira and his Kfura and his Misa was going to take place with the proper covet. This is the koyach of doing one mitzvah. We always speak out that in Kotsk, when a Yid would meet his friend, he would ask him, "Vus is dein miyomai?" Because the Gemara says in different places that different Tanam said, "Miyomai, I made sure that I always did this," or "Miyomai, I made sure that I never did that." And they used to ask people, "What's your miyomai?" Because when a person has one mitzvah, ein miyomai, something that he does on maskunta v'shleimusa, the Rambam says that it's a ticket into Olam Haba. Sefer Chassidim says there's an inyan of roiva echos; it's better than roiva kamos. And a person gives himself up for a mitzvah, gives himself up for the Torah that he learns is mevaka olav. It's something that's gonna mamish. It's gonna be an ori for him, and it bails him out of situations, and it can be mezakim b'olam hazeh and zicha without a poshet. It's mezakim him in olam haba as well. I was thinking, what's more matim to a miyomai than learning dafyoimi. They're learning every single day. But al kopanim, in the spirit of a little bit of chizik for the beginning of the Masechta, Zokra Bruvim Margolis, that was the Gemara mean. The Gemara says, Omer Rab Shmuel Ben Achman and Rab Yonis, Kolo Isa mitzvah achas, Ba'ilum Azeh, Mikad Masa, Vahilechas Lefana, Ba'ilum Abo. And his diak was, what's mitzvah achas? Why one mitzvah? He said, maybe what Rab Shmuel Ben Achman is saying is, that if you do one mitzvah, but you do it perfectly, this mitzvah is going to be attached to you. This mitzvah is going to look out for you. Like Chagiga looked out for Oysa Chassid that the Maria Abua brings in the Menorah Samar. And it's going to be Mekad Masoi Vahilechas Lefon of Lo'ilam Abba. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Mekad Masoi Lefnei Misasoi. Before the person even dies, he's setting it all up. He's paving the way. A person goes to the next world and he's going to be mamish. Everything is going to be muchan because he's going to have a mitzvah that he was meisa nefesh for, that he dedicated his life for. This shleimuso mamish, he got 100% right. That mitzvah is what's going to. So says Rav Rimei goes, could be it's not every mitzvah. It could be it's mitzvah achas. Because when a person does a mitzvah achas, there's already a precedent for this. What's the precedent? The precedent is, v'suz dam miyomai, that's the precedent. The precedent is chagiga, that you see chagiga, mamish, put itself out there to help this chassid. Maybe that's the mitzvah achas that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason, was referring to in our daf.